It's time for the Athens Little League Report. It's brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also, the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind as we bring in our Tuesday Athens Little League reporter, Bill Overin. Bill, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
We are doing well. Anticipating, unfortunately, Mother Nature unleashing some weather on us the rest of the week. I know yesterday was nice and toasty and dry, which is always a good thing for Holland Park and the Athens Little League Report. So, Bill, take it away.
All right. Well, the regular season's behind us, and it's tournament time out at Holland Park. In the first round of the Machine Pitch Playoff Tournament, Joma Construction battled Butler Properties in a spectacular game that went extra innings. Joma pulled out the win, 10-8, scoring three in the final frame on three consecutive two-out doubles in what was their best all-around team performance of the season. Joma was led at the plate by Eric Morrison, Aiden Morrison, Bodie Morrissey, Quinard Marshall, and Micah Bailey, all of whom had multi-hit games. Joma played strong defense throughout, led by B.J. Taylor, Van Jimenez, Micah Bailey, and Declan Rushton. Even though the Bombers lost last night, there was some great play to be recognized. Griffin Wright Cook went 4-for-4 with a home run and two doubles. Thomas the Tank Blunt went 3-for-4 with two triples and a double. And Punishing Patrick Johnson went 3-for-4 with a double, a triple, and a home run. The second Machine Pitch game of the night last night was 10th-seeded Hutton Van Diver, who upset 7th-seeded Garrett Paving Company 15-7. Hutton Van Diver sluggers Jace Barrow and Logan Stouffer carry the Snake Sharks, knocking in 11 of the team's 15 runs. Jace went 3-for-4 with six RBIs, including a grand slam. Logan also went 3-for-4 with five RBIs, including a two-run homer. Penny Ness, Wallace Michalik, and Henry Morgan also went 3-for-4. Defensively, Hudson Hall played a flawless first base, handling six outs. For Garrett Paving, Shane Walls was a perfect 4-for-4 with a home run and four RBIs. Mason Forshee, Theo Martin, Cody Massey, each went 3-for-4. So those were our two Machine Pitch games last night. And then now turning the Major League Tournament. David Barbee, who, as y'all are aware, has a penchant for the historical, wanted me to let you guys know that as we enter the Major League Tournament, this is the most balanced group of Major League teams that he's seen out there in any season. So it's his opinion any team can win this thing. So just the setup, Chase Park finished the season number one. Synovus finished the season number two, so they didn't play last night. Number three was Northeast Sales finished number three for the season, and the 4, 5, and 6 teams were Hawthorne Drugs, Law & Order, and State Bank & Trust. So what happens last night? Upsets, of course. Number four, Hawthorne Drugs, held on to beat number three, Northeast Sales, 10-8, behind a strong pitching performance from Mark Tribble and some good defense from his supporting cast. Mark pitched 5 1/3 innings and only allowed 4 runs before needing to be relieved in the bottom of the 6th. Hawthorne Drugs was led at the plate by Jackson Scott, who had a pair of triples, scoring both times. Andrew Sussman, who had a pair of hits and scored 3 times. Charlie Hutton, who was 3-for-4, scoring 4 runs. And Ethan Barone, who had a pair of hits and scored as well. Hawthorne also had timely hits from Hudson Smith and Thomas Collins. Northeast Sales was led at the plate by Peyton Talmadge, who had a pair of hits. Camden Lang, who had two as well, and Ben Bush, who had a hit and scored. Down 10-4 going into the final inning, Northeast Sales put together a huge rally, scoring 4 runs, put the pressure on, but Andrew Sussman and Ethan Barone secure the 2 final outs in the field for a great win. And finally last night, number 6 State Bank beat number 5 Law & Order in another upset, 7-6. I don't have all the details of that game right now, but those two teams have battled back and forth all season, so I'm sure it was quite a game. So, heading into tonight's round two, and we're not going to talk about the weather. We're just going to cross our fingers and hope for the best.
You got that right.
Heading into tonight's round two of the tournament, Hawthorne Drugs will be up against second-place Synovus, and State Bank will be facing first-place Chase Park tonight at 7:30. And you didn't have any poetry requests for me, and I'm running out of ideas. Without going to the obvious, I'm just not going to touch anything that has the word Casey in it because that's way too obvious. But let me leave you with this spring haiku.
All right.
The breeze off the bat, clearing the dust in the air from the catcher's mitt. That, gentlemen's Little League Report for this Tuesday morning, and y'all have a great rest of the week.
Bill, great stuff, and thank you for the baseball haiku. That was awesome.
No problem. I'm here to serve.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Bill. The Athens Little League Report brought to you by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. And brought to you by the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind.